Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, folks, we have a looming government shutdown. Oh, my goodness. Anything but that, right? Look at how this is just constantly being played out and peppered as the American people are being inundated with the compromises and the transgressions of those that are to be incumbent within office to uphold the laws that are there, found over and over, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, transgressing the very laws that they're supposed to uphold concerning their sworn oaths. Read Numbers 30, verse 2. Read Deuteronomy 23:23 for a moment. Folks, it's not about America. This is the takedown of the system of government in which you have been raised. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. We're about 250 years into it right now. Okay? Other countries have changed their constitutions 7, 8, 9, 10 times out. You're still into your first. See, and the great compromise right now is those said individuals that are incumbent are the ones that are actually playing the Judas on the American people, because the American people have played the Judas to their God. That's exactly why this is happening. There's no getting around it in any sense of the word. What we're seeing is the buildup of other countries. I mean, we've seen, let's just go back to Donald Trump, the very first legislative act, they called it, Breitbart reported, his $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. That was there to, sold to the American people by Donald Trump as national security, was actually a redistribution of wealth to foreign countries. Now we're seeing under Joe Biden the same thing, because the people haven't figured out that these are two sides and two wings to the same bird. And I'll make a point with that in just a moment here. But what's interesting is now we're seeing this individual, Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, remain in the People's White House. And what is he doing? He's committing a treasonous act. What is he doing? He's continuously giving tax dollars from people at work in this country. They're stealing away from the tax coffers of the people in this country, and they're taking that money and they're redistributing that money to a Nazi sodomite actor, comedian, Mr. Lozinski. And what am I talking about? Did you know that with the $165 billion that we've given Ukraine, just to prove the point, did you know that with the $165 billion that we've given to Ukraine, we could have built 6 border walls to stop illegal immigrants from pouring across our southern border? There's reports, as a matter of fact, I got a brand new video. I may show it to you throughout the show. I'm not sure I'm going to get there or not, but if we do, I will show you that there's reports of thousands of illegals being dropped off in San Diego, California, by the Border Patrol and the Department of Homeland Security. They're importing them. They're importing them. Here, case in point, because this just popped up right before the show, and it has everything in the world to do with what I'm talking about. And just to show you it's the politicians doing this, here, we have Ron DeSantis, right? He's one of the contenders that the mainstream media is propping up as a legitimate contender in the face of the fact that there's over 900 to 1,000 different presidential contenders. You're not hearing from one of them outside of the ones that they have already put in place to be your candidates. They're making the decisions for you, and if you think that's too far from the truth, friends, again, consider what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, that presidents are selected, they're not elected. See, this is the great deception, friends. And funny enough, I spent some time yesterday showing video of individuals inside of campaigns that have been busted for voter fraud, and the mainstream media is browbeating anybody that's telling you that there's voter fraud taking place in this country. Well, folks, I can tell you over and over and over again, people are being incarcerated for voter fraud, and the mainstream media is silent on it because they want you to believe that there is no voter fraud when, in fact, we know that there's massive voter fraud taking place. Let me go back to my point. So in California right now, Arizona, same thing. Thousands are pouring over as they're being invited into your country, into your states, into your cities, further endangering your lives. DeSantis gets out there. This is all brand new, friends. Ron DeSantis, just to show you that he's a controlled operative. He has no question about it. I've shown you this over and over and over again. But it's interesting that DeSantis is out there fleecing the people for the money again, right? Look at this. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Chip in 25, 100, chip in 50, 250, chip in 5,000, chip in $1,000. You know what his campaign talking points are? He wants you to know that there's millions of illegals that are awaiting to cross into our border while the door is held wide open. He said, Ron DeSantis did, our cities are collapsing under the weight and swarming with the crime. If anybody doesn't know what cloward piping is, this is a system in which the government is overwhelming our system so that the system might break. Okay? But did you notice that Ron DeSantis is fleecing the American people, saying, hey, listen, we have a real problem here. There's millions of illegals that are awaiting to cross our border. They're being invited in by mayors and governors throughout the United States of America. Oh, P.S., also pay attention to the fact that when they came into Florida, and when they come into Florida, they're not being deported back to Mexico or back to China, where there's a 900% increase of Chinese nationals crossing into America. If you didn't know, and Afghanis from the Middle East into America, if you didn't know, being lured in on your dime, Americans. What does Ron DeSantis do? He tries to get you to give him money to support his campaign. And his campaign, friends, what he says and what he does are two different stories. Do you remember this is the same Ron DeSantis that actually brought them into a state and then put them on airplanes and flew them to cities across America? Americans, are you paying attention? I know that he's being sold to you as the good guy. But again, don't forget about the 900 to 1,000 different presidential candidates. Go to ballotpedia.com. And no, it's not just Biden and Donald Trump. No, those are the hand-picked candidates, friends. And then they want you to pick the lesser of two evils, only to find out when you pick the lesser of two evils that he's just as evil as the guy that you thought was on the opposite side of the aisle. Come on, Americans, read 2 Chronicles 19:2 of the lesser of two evils. Spurgeon said, vote for neither one of them. Exactly, because you have so many other presidential contenders to pick from, but the mainstream media isn't letting you in on the little secret now, are they? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You to see this really quick because I always want to back up everything we're talking about over here. But this is just delivered to the people in this country just yesterday, and it shows the illegals getting off the buses that are actually being imported into America by the Department of Homeland Security, set up after September 11 to keep out the illegals, right? Nope, they're actually being used to bus them in along with Border Patrol. Okay, if you're on social media platforms, friends, I'm showing you everything right now. And it just shows the Border Patrol, which, by the way, many of them are Hispanic. And some will say, well, Bradley, isn't that kind of picking out his race? No, it has nothing to do with it. Furthermore, we all bleed the same color, so I don't care what color their skin is. But I do have a problem when we have these Hispanic guys high-fiving foreigners that are coming into this country illegally, like the ones that you're seeing on social media platform right now. It's illegal immigrants, or migrants as they call them, first bump Border Patrol agent after he cuts through border wire. So you have foreigners working on the Border Patrol, welcoming them in and even busing them in. Folks, you're being overtaken. This is called a siege in the Word of God. That means slow takeover. You're being dispossessed. I'm in the Old Testament right now. And all throughout the Old Testament, he keeps telling us the same things. If you obey out of love for me, because you see what I did for you on the cross of Calvary and redeeming you back unto myself. If you obey me, we obey him because we love him out of gratitude for what he did through Jesus Christ. And by the power of the Holy Ghost who empowers us, right? Because we're born again of the Spirit. And the only thing that brings that is the knowledge that I just gave you, which is the pearl to the church. And what is that? Christ crucified, in him alone crucified, friends. But he said, if you obey me, you're going to have a long life upon this earth. There's going to be something called longevity. But if you disobey me, he said, I'm going to dispossess you. And if you look at 22 verse 4 of Joshua, what does it tell us, friends? Common sense comes into play. What you did in dispossessing the enemies and keeping my commandments, statutes, and judgments, he said, once you get your possession, right? He said, you're going to have to do the same thing there. That's right. The American people have forgotten that. The American people have forgotten that. Folks, you have your government opening the borders wide open to those that hate your guts. There's no nice way to put it. And why do they hate your guts? Well, I brought this up several times, and I think it's only good that I go ahead and reiterate this point because it's not tedious to do so. They hate you, Americans, because of what you have allowed your politicians to do to their countries. Period. And if you look up at social media platforms right now, and if not, you're listening to us in one of the 159 cities, I'll go ahead and paint the picture for you. It's a picture, and it shows the Mexican border. And it shows you to Mexico. If you go into Mexico illegally, Americans, guess what happens? You go to prison for 2 to 10 years. If you go into Mexico illegally, you will go to prison for 2 to 10 years. But if you go into America, you're allowed to stay and ask nicely to show up for a court hearing. And guess what? You get all the benefits. You get free this and free that. Just think about that, folks. That's called being sold out. That's called being dispossessed. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, and it's what's happening right now. And it's not happening under your noses. It's not this thing that's being done in a dark corner. Nope. And for as much as I hate to say to all of you Donald Trump worshipers, the fact of the matter is he never built the wall that he promised to build. Nope, he built 100 miles of refurbished wall, not one square inch of new wall that was promised to the American people. Not one square inch, okay? Just wanted to put that into perspective for you as well. Let me go back to the point that I was just making during the first segment. So with the $165 billion that Biden has given to Ukraine, they're building up that country, friends. And the said president of that country, I played the videos for you, he's a sodomite, he's a homosexual, he's a Nazi, he's an actor, just like the rest of them. The clowns in the circus of politics, you're so desensitized, you actually believe that they're legitimate. No, they are not. Neither is Zelensky in any sense of the word. Donald Trump, treasonous Joe, is giving Ukraine $165 billion of your money. Okay, in this country, we could have taken that money, and they're doing this without permission. They're so far out of the scope of authority, friends. It's foreign to our Constitution. Period. But with that $165 billion that have been given now to Ukraine, we could have built 6 border walls to stop illegal immigrants from pouring across our southern border that are being invited by your said representatives. Just want to put it into perspective because that is what in fact is happening here. Fixed Flint's water system 215 times over. No joke. Did you know that with that $165 billion that we gave to Ukraine, did you know that we could have given every homeless vet $2 million? Now your said representatives are warring against your vets. Pay attention to that. It's interesting how when they create these unconstitutional wars where they want to take down another one that opposes a global order, isn't it interesting how they cast into your minds that we got to take care of that devil? And then when we go over there, we find out the truth of the matter over and over and over again. And what's worse is the American people allow Congress, who are our representatives, to send them in the first place. And what's terrible about all of this, friends, our veterans come back from fighting their unconstitutional wars, and then them same politicians, them same Judases, begin to attack them by cutting them off of all the support that was promised to them before they were sent to those unconstitutional wars. And if you want to really go up another step here, also consider it's the same government that says now that they're not mentally fit to have a gun. So they want to disarm them as well. And don't forget, friends, it's also you and their scope right now as well. So with the $165 billion that America has tolerated the Biden criminal administration to give to Ukraine, every homeless veteran could have received a $2 million check. Also given $50 million to every family impacted by the Maui said wildfires. Those were energy weapons. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The conservatives of the day just want to keep to the talking point because they don't want to offend anybody. They would rather lose their country, friends, than to offend their masters and their sponsors. And again, that applies across the board to the conservatives of the day. If they're not telling you the bare facts of the issues, friends, it shows you who they're supporting. And it's themselves at the end of the day until it's all over for them as well. Okay? Just want to make clear that everybody's in the know as to what's going on here. I wanted to show you something, too, that's happening over in Michigan. Now, Lord, I am befuddled. I seriously am. Friends, let me show you something. So, just to show you how numb in the head the American people have become. You're inviting destruction. Go to Amos 6:3. When this comes to your door, don't sit back and wonder why it happened. If you're not out there putting a stop to this before it gets to your front door, you are inviting destruction. Read Amos 6:3. When you look up at the Minnesota legislature, this is Michigan Penal Code, Act 328 of 1931. What does it say? Well, statute 750-158 lines itself up with scripture exactly, even using scriptural verbatim wording, friends, crimes against nature or sodomy penalty. That's the act of homosexuality. Okay, when you look at 750.158, crimes against nature, the section 158 declares any person who shall commit the abominable and detestable crime against nature, either with mankind or with an animal, shall be guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment in the state of prison for not more than 15 years. In Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. So when we look at state statute, it's a felony. Homosexuality, lesbianism, it's a felony. Transgender, folks, is completely created out of nowhere. This is just to push you over the edge and bring you into a state of confusion so that those incumbent in the halls of government, they can govern arbitrarily because they want to believe within themselves that they are God and they want you to believe so as well. But what happens when you don't obey God and resist tyranny in obedience to God, Romans 12:21, this is what you get. Okay, so state law condemns the act of sodomy in Michigan. Look at the said legislators in Michigan just did. Michigan Supreme Court orders judges to use preferred pronouns of attorneys and litigants. Hey, folks, the laws condemn what the Supreme Court just did. So what should we do? Should we get rid of the God that gave us the law, or should we impeach every one of those Supreme Court injustices? I'll tell you what the American people are doing. They're allowing the latter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been ousted. That vote came despite a passionate plea from Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Tom Cole. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was evicted from her private Capitol office by the new Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry. Pelosi responded saying, with all of the important decisions that the new Republican leadership must address, which we're all eagerly awaiting, one of the first actions taken was to order me to immediately vacate my office in the Capitol. The former speaker said office space doesn't matter to her, but it seems to be important to them. UAW employees of Ford Motor Company say a 20% raise offered by the automaker is absolutely not enough. They want at least a 30% pay hike. Day two of former President Trump's civil trial is in the books. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of thy conduct, right? Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to let you know real quick what I was just talking about during the last segment, because, folks, it really comes to the point of being absolutely ridiculous when you look at a state statute, like, for example, in Michigan, where it tells you that crimes against nature or sodomy, the penalty, it's a felony. Okay, and what you have under Gretchen Whitmer, who is an absolute witch, she ran her last campaign on a Ouija board, no joke. They've appointed a lesbian to the Attorney General office. Same thing here in Minnesota. Keith Ellison was the chairman of the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, whatever they want to create, and the people are there to take it. But it's a felony in the United States of America to commit the act of sodomy. And yet the mainstream media, what are they doing? Well, they're using the sodomites and other groups for friends to, they're using them as political battering rams to upend the U.S. Constitution. That's what this is all about. But folks, especially those in Michigan right now, just for an example, this is brand new information, okay? When you look at statute 750.158 and you see what it says, that it's punishable by imprisonment for up to 15 years, how is it that you stand back and you allow them to do the things that they do. So this is called pushing it all the way through. And if you read Isaiah 5:20, you're going to understand it perfectly. Michigan Supreme Court orders judges to use preferred pronouns of attorneys. Really? And where do people get off thinking and standing down in the face of this tyranny and suggesting that judges have the authority to do that, to play the activist from the bench? Again, hey folks, the job of a judge is to discover and apply law. Let me say it again. The job of a judge is to discover and apply written law, God's law, right? And what is their job? Their job is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. What do you see them doing? In the face of Proverbs 17:15, the Lord calls it an abomination. What are they doing? They're not condemning the wicked. They're trying to justify the wicked, and they're trying to condemn the righteous. That's a real sad place to put yourself, friends. And yet that's where the American people are putting themselves right now. Well, why are you saying that? Again, take a look. Michigan Supreme Court orders. No, they have no authority whatsoever. They're assuming authority over the ignorant that allow them to be ruled. And what are they saying? Well, we're just going to tell them the Supreme Court said so, and they better start using pronouns concerning the litigants and the attorneys because, again, we said so. Oh, my goodness. That is a state that is at war with God. And I'm just going through the U.S. Constitution right now, friends. And when I look at Article 3, Section 1, it's interesting that judges are to sit during good behavior. And if they don't sit during good behavior, what are the people supposed to do? They are supposed to impeach them. But if the people don't impeach them, guess what they're going to get? They're going to get more of this. See, Americans want everything for free. See, they love their country until they actually have to stand up and fight for their country. And therein lies the problem. See, hundreds of thousands of men that went before us, they fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants and sacrificing themselves to give to us what it is that we have today. And we still have the freedom to do the right thing today. But yet their posterity somehow or another, if they have to pay the price, especially what's going on in this country today, you know what they do? They say, I'm out of here when I'm done. You know what they say, friends? They say, I'm out of this state. I'm going to go over to South Dakota, not knowing she's worse than the rest of them, just like Florida. And I'm surely not going to listen to Bradley. I mean, I look at, you know, 18, 19 years of his radio show, and I'm still trying to find out where I can find where he was in error or where Tim was in error. And we're just going to go ahead and ignore him until the hammer drops. And then when the hammer drops, it's going to be too late at that point. And guess what? They're going to remember everything Bradley told them. I've heard it 1,000 times. Just heard it yesterday. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how accurate you have been. You're ahead of the game. I know. That's the leading of the Holy Ghost. I take no credit for that. I'm only on for the ride, and I'm being led. But I notice that when I'm being led, the word means driven. And when I'm led of that spirit, friends, guess what I am? I'm driven to stay with my hands on the plow. Jesus said to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And the fact of the matter is, that's exactly what it is. It's like rolling forward Zion. Ministry spells work, period. If there's no work involved, and I'm not talking about justifying ourselves, nope, we do the works because we're saved. That's why we do the work, right? We don't do it the other way around. But the fact of the matter is, if you're not doing the work, it's because you ain't got the faith. And I said, ain't got the faith. And Scripture is clear when it says faith without works is dead. We're talking about your kids, man. We're talking about your kids, and we're talking about taking action here. And what does it tell us? They sit during good behavior. Hey, friends, judges sit during good behavior. The burden of proof, let's throw it on them. Where is it in reference to the Constitution? Did they derive this authority from delegation through the people to go ahead and allow the government to target anybody that speaks out against them and their crimes? Burden of proof is on them. It's not on me. It's on them. But what do? They rule through force. This is all being done by force. And why is it being done by force? Because the people would have it so. The people are allowing it to happen. Period. Hey, Michigan, I got a question for you. What's left? They're already censoring you, like they're censoring us, but they're censoring the whole state. And just like I've told you 1,000 times, the whole reason for the censorship in this revision that's going on within state governments by a bunch of criminals, immoral sodomites and lesbians and whatever else they want to call themselves, what do you think this is all about? This is about incriminating the innocent. This is about incriminating innocent people, friends. This is them rewriting it. This is them, again, creating a war with God, a war that they're all going to lose. But it's for the people to put a stop to it because, as I say, friends, prevention is better than cure. And the very heart of God is judgment. But Scripture tells us, listen carefully, all of you. Scripture clearly tells us that evil men understand not judgment. Judge. No, I'm telling you, the problem that you're having in this country today, Americans, is that you don't judge. And you've been lied to by the hirelings that you've allowed to remain in the pulpits across the country today. Matter of fact, if you go back to the root of all of this, friends, you're in trouble today because of the silent pulpits. Instead of preaching out against sin, what have they done? They have taught their goats to be complicit to their masters, not God. To their tyrannical masters. And that's why we have such sayings on these cups here. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Who told us that? Our forefathers did. Because that's exactly what they did. And if you take the time to read the Declaration, you're going to know the difference. But if you don't, you can stay ignorant just like most of you are. And you say, well, Bradley, that's insulting. No, it's not. Because if you're on the side of truth and it doesn't apply to you, we're on the same side. And if you're not, it's called reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness. What does that come from? A heart of love. And furthermore, friends, love is the fulfilling of the law, not an abrogation of it or a doing away of the law. Read Romans 13. What does it say? Love worketh no ill. When you read the charity chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, what does it say, friends? Love worketh no iniquity, lawlessness. They that are Christ have departed from what? Iniquity, lawlessness. The Lord came to bless us in doing what? Turning us from lawlessness. Chapter 3 of the book of Acts. Oh, my goodness. Should we go to the heart of the issue? Yes, because that's God's heart. That's God's heart. When you look at Article 3, it says that they sit during good behavior. But what happens if they don't sit during good behavior? You remove them. Article 2, Section 4. And then you prosecute them. Article 1, Section 3. Yeah. When you go to Section 2 of Article 3, by the way, speaking of judges, it also says the judicial power, listen carefully, shall extend to all cases, not some, not whatever the Supreme Court says and it goes, nope, it shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States. And what is that, friends? What are we seeing? Does this fall under the laws of the Constitution? Does it fall under the law that God gave through Moses that you see above your heads at Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America? No, absolutely not. This is outside of their scope of authority. But again, they're only going to do whatever you let them get away with. This is incredible. This is incredible. And the good people in Michigan, what are they doing? If they're not running from the fight, as I was making the point earlier, that's what they're doing. See, they love their country so much until it's time to fight for it. See, they don't know what real love is. No, when the fight comes to them, it's time for them to stand up and get out of Dodge like a bunch of cowards that they are. And that's exactly what they are. Shameful. Shameful. And they're desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, just like the politicians that they're allowing to rule the roost, when in fact they have no business desecrating their memories in any sense of the word. If this doesn't offend you, folks, I can't help you. I really can't. I can't help you. When you have this, and if you want to go, making a point over to the Supreme Court, also consider Alina Kagan, who was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, along with 225 different homosexual sodomites, which our laws condemn, lesbians, transgenders, whatever they want to create in their sick, reprobate minds, friends. Romans start in verse 126, Romans. He appointed Alina Kagan. You know who Alina Kagan is? She sits as a Supreme Court injustice, never judged a case a day in her life. You know who she is? She was the one that was appointed to Harvard to queerify Harvard and to attack our military. That was all done by the best that you have, approved by your said unconstitutional Republicans.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here again, just want to highlight this really quick. We got Gabe posting on site right now. If you want to go ahead and test your steel, little man, go ahead and give us a call right now. Tell us about who we are. Tell me about how wrong I am. But it's interesting how you're attacking the forefathers that God used in spite of them to establish what you have concerning the longest standing Constitution 250 years later. And you're doing nothing but attacking them. And you're a part of the problem, guy. Just want to let you know, all of you that sit around and do nothing but ankle bite and complain about this, that, and the other thing, and do nothing more in righting the wrongs, you are so far out of Scripture and understanding your history, honestly, you sicken me. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12. We're called to be repairers of the breach. We're not called to just sit around and talk about how bad everything is. No, we're to empower each other as we seek that power from the Holy Ghost to right the wrongs. Here, Gabe, 1-866-582-9933. And no, you're not just going to go ahead and throw your garbage out there and get away with it. Go ahead and set me straight in front of everybody. We're broadcasting in 159 cities. 1-866- 586-582-9933. Folks, 10 times out of 10, they go online to social media platforms, they attack, and they never call. Or what they'll do is they'll attack you after the show, because this is how, again, it only proves the point of what I'm talking down upon right now. We don't need cowards. Cowards didn't preserve this republic. It was heroic men. As a matter of fact, let me just give you a quote from Roger Sherman really quick, and then I'm going to take these phone calls. Roger Sherman, rugged man, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. He was one of the signers of the Constitution. He was also one of those, friends, that was used as an architect for the Constitution. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, okay? Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions, okay, and their history, and no longer remember that the country they love, they say they love, and the institutions they say they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve, were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the arms of rugged men. Rugged and fearless men. Okay, not like what you see today, folks. You know what the men today, today do? They hide behind their wives while their wives go out and do what it is, in many cases, that what they're supposed to do under God. And it's what we deal with all the time. Ask anybody that's in ministry, that's actually doing the stuff and getting out there and doing something about the issues. Ask them who they're dealing with out there. And what you're going to find, friends, it's not the men, it's the women that are out there doing what the men are supposed to be doing. We see this continuously, as we're seeing this on social media platforms right now. The big men, that's all they do is attack guys like me and Tim every single day of the week. And that's the best they have. Therein lies the problem. Are they ashamed? Absolutely not. We got Charlie calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Charlie?
Hi, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to iterate here that I'm from Michigan, and yeah, we are in sad shape. There's no doubt about that. The reason that we can't do anything about this problem is because of the chain of command, for one thing, and this is a big problem, and I think we all need to really think about this. The police are hired and fired by these people who are taking our rights away from us. The police will do their business.
No. Wait, Charlie. Your rights aren't being taken away from you. You're forfeiting your rights.
No.
Oh, yeah, you are. Hey, guy.
Hear me out. Are you going to talk over me, or are you going to hear me out?
Okay, guy. What we're going to do here is we're going to have a conversation. If you want to go ahead and steamroll me, then go call somebody else, okay? I know what people are used to in this country. I know that they're used to calling into their favorite radio shows, and they can weigh in, and they expect the guy on the other end to go ahead and agree with whatever they say. I'm not going to agree to that, because I can't find that anywhere. Our rights come from God, period. They are not taken away from us. They are forfeited. So if you want to call and you want to have a decent conversation, Charlie, we can do that. But don't call this radio show and steamroll having that conversation. It sounds like somebody that's not sure of what he has to say. Okay? And keep it civil. We got Sal calling from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, everybody needs to remember that the majority in the Supreme Court are Republican. Okay? Many of them appointed by Donald Trump. So they are just as responsible for it as the Democrats who let these things go. May I say something about school?
Can I ask you something, Sal? And I know that you're a longtime listener, but you're talking the two-party system again. And therein lies the problem. That falls back to that. Okay,
as
go ahead.
Say, okay. As you say, all political parties are against the Constitution. I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Go on.
And another thing, there's a lot of school violence because they say, well, we can't have young people have a record. It makes them feel bad, so they get to have gun charges dropped and never get prosecuted. And yep. When there's no discipline and no consequences for these things, what is supposed to happen?
Well, that's right. I mean, it's teaching them the fear of God. If there is no reference to the consequent of the crime or the consequences of the crime being committed, they're going to commit the crime. And what we see is we see our said representatives actually guilty of the crime. And what are they doing?
They're lowering the law that dims the light by which man perceives his own guilt. There's no more law. And when you have the lawless allowed to remain in government, advocating and implementing that which is illegal according to the Constitution, you really have to come back with the result that the people are okay and they would have it so. And the fact of the matter is, no society, no state, no country is going to survive a lawless state. Matter of fact, if you look at the Republic of Machiavelli, it was destroyed because the people tolerated the crimes of their said representative cell. And it's exactly what's going to happen to this country if people don't understand that they are the law in this country under God.
I agree.
Well, amen.
I appreciate you taking my call, Bradley.
Of course. Thank you, my friend. I totally appreciate yourself. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, love to hear from you. Let's have a conversation. Okay, let's have a conversation, but let's hold to the facts. Still waiting for our good friend Gabe Smith to actually get back to us. He's leaving comments that are completely untrue, and we would love to have him on the show right now. Why is that? Because they love to poison the well. They love to show everybody how smart they're not, and they continuously do so. And it's really sickening to me. It really is. You know, I just had one guy say, I wish I could afford to just sit in the basement and restream. Yeah, I wish that were the case. Yeah, that's for sure, man. Maybe you should do a little homework. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and tell us how we're just sitting in a basement doing a whole lot of nothing like the rest of the people in this country. Nope, just the opposite, my friends. Just the exact opposite. I wanted to highlight this really quick. You know what? I wonder if I should hold over until the next segment here. I was just talking about what was going on over in Michigan. I got so much. Here, do you want to see this really quick? Why don't we just show you this really quick? This is, this is a video that was released of massive voter fraud taking place. And it shows you on several locations starting at 5:41 in the morning, one lady continuously stuffing ballots, illegal absentees, into a box. And again, this is only countering the truth of the mainstream media that's telling you there's no voter fraud going on. Oh my goodness, folks, you're going to tell me 80 million people voted in Joe Biden? I'll stop right there, okay? Regardless if anybody showed up to his presidential campaign, literally no one showing up. And they want you to believe 80 million of you voted him in, okay, and you're settling for it? Okay, that's why we're at today. But I'm here to tell you, friends, these people that are committing the act of voter fraud, they're being busted constantly. But the mainstream media tells you it's not happening. This is the same woman going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, friends, stacking this box with absentee ballots. Okay. Now she's went from 5:41 to 5:43 in the a.m. And this video goes on. Now it goes to September 5th at 6:23 in the a.m. She's doing the same thing. This is all caught on video. All caught on video. And again, I'm just showing you, friends, how the mainstream media is continuously lying. I'll tell you what, folks. People are really coming to the end of themselves with the lies that are being promulgated through the mainstream media. People are getting sick and tired of it. You should have been sick and tired of this 60, 70, 80, 90 years ago. But the fact is, we are where we're at today. It's showing on the video on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. The same woman, now with a friend, doing the same thing. And this video goes on and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on for another 50 seconds, showing you how she actually packed that little box with all these fraudulent votes to get an individual into the position of the mayor in her own backyard. And she was busted doing it.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner?
Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.